trade tensions dissipate, and tech rebounds. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 4th day of June. Thanks, everybody, for clicking through and being with us again today. Tech may have rebounded, but troubles with regulations still lurk. Tesla and money from GM and Chrysler Fiat. CVS is once again expanding into the healthcare market. Imagine being a passenger in an airplane where the seats are located in the wings of the aircraft. Not making that up. How much money do you need to make in a year to be rich? We've got a story. Millennials and looking for the good old days. No, we're not making that up either. Toys are back for millennials. For the interview, we've got 2020 presidential hopeful and Washington State Governor Jay Inslee. Some surprising economic news about that state we bet you've not heard before. Jay Inslee today. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion. Human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter. You know, we are at IOB_NewsHour. You can also find me on Twitter, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, yesterday is but a memory. This morning, the markets opened really strong as global trade fears appeared to decrease after comments from China's Commerce Ministry and a top Mexican official said, hey, maybe we can make a deal. Sentiment was also lifted by a rebound in tech shares. Watch our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour for regular postings from Wall Street. Well, it's not quite over for the tech giants, even as traders seem to put all of this into the rearview mirror. The federal government is stepping up its scrutiny of the world's biggest tech companies, leaving them vulnerable to new rules and federal lawsuits. Regulators are divvying up antitrust oversight of the Silicon Valley giants, and lawmakers are investigating whether they have stifled competition and hurt consumers. After a spate of unusual negotiations, the Justice Department has agreed to handle potential antitrust investigations related to Apple and Google, while the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, will take on Facebook and Amazon. The question of whether tech companies violate antitrust laws has long been the subject of academic debates and industry griping, but now the industry is in the sights of President Trump. Democrats running for office have also put them in their sights. Congress and consumers are also casting a wary eye at the Silicon Valley giants. Silicon Valley has faced fierce criticism over disinformation, privacy breaches, and political bias. It does not appear that the agencies have opened up any official investigations, but the scrutiny from Washington could lead to years of headaches for the companies, raising the prospect of lawsuits to break up companies, hefty fines, or new laws limiting their reach. Stay tuned. You know, for years, Tesla has been bleeding cash, but yet continues to roll on. Well, now we know who's behind the financial gifts to the electric car company. Who are they? None other than GM and Chrysler Fiat. For years, Tesla has hauled in revenue by selling credits to other car makers that needed to offset sales of polluting vehicles to U.S. consumers. These sorts of transactions have largely been shrouded in secrecy until now. General Motors and Fiat Chrysler Automobiles disclosed to the state of Delaware that they reached agreements to buy federal greenhouse tax credits from Tesla. They also represent the first acknowledgments from car makers that they're turning to Tesla for help in complying with intensifying U.S. environmental regulations. The deal with GM will come as a surprise to those who thought years of sales of plug-in hybrid Chevy Volts and all-electric Chevy Bolts would leave the largest U.S. automaker in the clear with regard to regulatory compliance. But while sales of those models have put GM in a position where it doesn't need extra credits today, demand for its battery-powered vehicles are dwarfed by its gas-guzzling trucks and SUVs. And the company wants to bank credits for future years when emission rules get tougher, especially if a Democrat beats President Donald Trump in 2020. Now you know. CVS Health is pushing deeper into health services with plans to add dietitians, medical equipment, and space for the occasional yoga class to 1,500 stores over the next couple of years. The drugstore chain that quit selling tobacco several years ago said today it will expand a store model called Health Hub that will have about twice as much space devoted to health care as other locations and will aim to help people with chronic conditions like diabetes. The expansion comes as rival Walgreens experiments with adding primary care offices and as the U.S. healthcare system turns its focus to keeping patients healthy instead of waiting to treat them once they become sick. Insurers and other payers have started covering things like dietitian visits with a hope that such care keeps patients out of expensive hospitals. CVS Health runs more than 9,800 retail locations nationally. Late last year, it added health insurance when it acquired one of the nation's biggest insurers, Aetna, in a roughly $69 billion deal that's still being reviewed by a federal judge. It's called the Flying V. And folks in Europe are serious about the design where passengers fly in the wings of the aircraft. The development of the V-shaped fuel-efficient plane known as the Flying V is getting a boost with the announcement that Dutch national carrier KLM Royal Dutch will help to fund it. Its futuristic designs incorporates the passenger's cabin, fuel tanks, and cargo hold into the wings. It's claimed the plane will use 20% less fuel than the Airbus A350-900 while carrying a similar number of passengers. The researchers hope to fly a scale model this September while a mock-up of the new cabin design will be open to the public at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport in October as part of KLM's 100th anniversary celebration. The completed plane, well, that's expected to enter service between 2040 and 2050. Go banking rates found how much pre-tax income a household has to make to be among the top 5% earning households in each state by analyzing the Census Bureau's 2017 American Community Survey. The results show that across the country, many Americans have different definitions of what rich is. So here's a taste. In Iowa, people often believe that you need to make $5 million a year to be rich, but the real number is $180,000 a year, and that puts you in the top 5% of earners. Meanwhile, in California, you'll need an annual income of $250,000. In Illinois, it's $227,000 a year, and in Minnesota, your annual income to be considered rich, or at least in the top 5%, is $219,000 a year. To find your rate, head to GoBankingRates.com and search for Rich by State. If you're a millennial and eager to bring back the good old days, we've got some good news for you. Brands are bringing back a wave of reinvented 80s and 90s gadgets to capitalize on your nostalgia for childhood toys. Japan's Bandai is releasing a new version of the 1996 digital pet called Tamagotchi in North America in July, while Net-A-Porter is selling scrunchies. Scrunchies are back. Can you imagine that? The branding experts say the spike in retro goods has come as young adults who can afford to buy things they want for themselves or for their kids look for comfort. Not making that up either. Speaking of comfort, how comfortable are you given the massive attention being paid to climate change? Coming up and just a click away is my interview with Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, who today is in my hometown of Detroit touring some of the most polluted areas of that city. What you're going to hear might surprise you because we don't start with climate, but on how Governor Inslee has presided over a booming economy in Washington, listed as the number one state economy in the nation. Bet you'd not heard that before. Governor Jay Inslee, a 2020 presidential hopeful, here next on the Business News Hour.